All right, welcome to the third episode of the third season of Charlie and Me. We got a really fun one lined up for you today. If you're not our friends and family, you're captive now. You're locked in. Let's listen. If you are our friends and family, we are holding a quiz.
Early next week. Probably Monday.
Charlie runs the quiz. He's the teacher's pet, so he gets to do that.
I'm getting voluntold here.
Yeah, I know. Either way, Charlie.
Grant, about this quiz, were we publishing it?
Those are details yet to be determined. We'll come up with those after the interview, probably.
Great idea.
Thank you.
Stall
them as long as possible. Let me talk to my products guy. I'll get back to you on that. That being said, what have you been up to?
I've actually been super busy. Like, my apartment is super big, so there's a lot to do around here.
Yep.
I cleaned my bathtub.
Nice. I gotta do that. That's a weekend task for me.
Yeah.
Or maybe tomorrow during work.
Same thing.
Yeah.
No, it's been good. I was placed under, like, notice that I've been in contact with, may have been in contact, changed that, may have been in contact with someone, but that was over 2 weeks ago now, so we're in the clear, I think. Feeling great, growing my beard out. It's really getting annoying, but it's all good. It's for the cause.
It's all for the cause.
I see you participating in that as well.
I also have not shaved in upwards of 2 weeks, but it doesn't look quite the same.
Just Sharpie it in.
I'm thinking about it. I'll get a Sharpie here pretty soon, hopefully, and then we can make it happen. But
I'll mail you one.
It's definitely an interesting time to be alive.
I feel like every day something noteworthy happens. More like, honestly, every day something noteworthy happens. But like in the news, I feel like everything's changing so fast. God, my mind's confused, man.
It's moving around pretty wild. I don't know what's going on anymore. My favorite running area is closed down now. So I literally had to run through city streets today, which I haven't done in a really long time.
Time to go exploring.
It was weird. It was very weird. But it was still good. I mean, like, I enjoyed it. A lot of sirens. That's about the only thing I hear anymore is sirens. I think some people had, maybe they just got really drunk last night in my apartment complex, and it was just like four of them. Like, there are three of them that live together or something, but three people living together in a one bedroom sounds like a lot. Anyway, I heard at least three voices, and some people were really loud. So,
quarantine party.
Thought about calling the cops.
Really?
No, I didn't.
I was gonna say.
But no. Other than that, it's been pretty low key around here.
At 11 o'clock today, I heard a fuck. God damn it, mom. Well, I was just sitting at work.
Well, at work, like
in my apartment, yes. Yeah, yeah. But I was at work, and I just, like, through the wall. I hardly ever hear, like, voices, like, clear voices through the walls. This one I heard.
That's awesome.
It's like, whoa.
Whoa, pump the brakes.
Happy day, like, 13 or whatever this is.
I think it's day 12.
I started working from home.
You started working from home before I did, but you weren't necessarily social distancing either at that point.
No, it's day something.
And there's no end in sight. That being said, yes?
Go for it, yeah.
Oh, we do have some positive things to throw your way.
We do, eventually.
Eventually? You don't want to do them yet?
No, let's do it right now.
Oh. Our podium.
Let's throw caution to the wind.
In the dark times that we're in, our podium today is the podium of positive things that are happening. Positive things.
Grant, to kick it off, I'll let you go first.
I'd love to kick it off. Thank you very much.
And over to you.
You know, in this time, it's been really good. I feel like I've gotten to talk to a lot of my friends and family, and that's been great. Whether catching up via FaceTime, just a simple phone call, or maybe even just a text, I feel like I've caught up with a lot of friends. So that being said,
that was going to be my number one as well.
It's number one, just, yeah.
Like, everyone's doing, like, virtual happy hours and stuff like that. Like, last Saturday night, I was on a phone call for 5 hours. Wow. I met the most talkative person. 5 hours.
5 hours.
Three, that was just one other person.
And that's pretty fucking wild.
Yeah. So, like, stuff like that. It's been, that part's actually been enjoyable. My first one, Grant, is going to be puzzles. I am back into puzzles. I've cranked out now 2 1,000-piece puzzles.
That's 2,000 pieces.
That's 2,000 pieces. Yeah. I gotta go pick up some more.
Wow.
It's like getting addicted to scratch off.
So
not that I've ever done that.
Once you do a puzzle, can you do it again? I think that's a solid question.
About, I think you gotta wait like at least a year or two.
A year? Okay, but maybe in dire circumstances you wait like a week. Or you just flip-flop puzzles and you keep going back and forth. Or then you mix puzzles, you put two puzzles together, and then you do two puzzles at once. Imagine that. You mix them all together, and then you get to do two puzzles at the same time. Oh, fuck. Can you imagine how hard that would be?
Like, two, like, similar type puzzles, like two, like, prairie puzzles.
Yeah, two.
A lot of grasses in there.
Can you imagine how hard that would be? You just mix the puzzles. That's a freaking challenge.
And, like, the pieces themselves, like, the two puzzles I did were two different companies, and so
No, you gotta get this two of the same, like, company.
Yeah.
Put them in a bag, shake it up, pour it on the table, and just go to work.
Oh, this is diabolical.
Can you imagine how insane that would drive someone?
This is diabolical. It would take a lot of time, which is kind of why I'm doing puzzles. Cause
it would definitely take up some time if you're looking for that.
Yeah.
Wow. Now I'm interested. Now I kind of want to try that.
I'll go to Target tomorrow, take some supplies up, and I'll put them in a bag, and then you can. I'll send it to you.
If we're gonna do that, maybe we should do it like with 300 piece puzzles, like a little easier. I'm not gonna start with 1,000 piece on that, you know. just to be fair to myself.
I walk into a room, Grant's been up for 72 hours. Puzzle.
Yeah. I got like a pee bottle next to my couch.
And just one bag of Doritos.
Yeah. an entire big, like, big thing, a pot of coffee sitting next to me that's like half empty.
It's a 24-hour brew.
Just keeps going. Yep. That's how my life would go. My second one, it's forced me, which I know I can cook for myself, but this has forced me to cook for myself more, and I've appreciated it.
You're stealing all mine. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, cook, there's only so many positive things in quarantine.
No, you're so right, though. You're so right. Cooking a lot more. And it saves money. That's one thing I've noticed.
I have not spent much at all. Like, in the way of anything.
My only expense, really, was, like, rent and groceries now.
Exactly. And I've even donated some money to things here and there because I felt bad. Like, that's how it's been. And I've kept spending other, like, my credit card company's probably like, are you still alive?
How are you feeling? Want to go buy something?
Yeah. I don't think you're doing this right, sir.
You haven't maxed out your card yet.
Yeah. We haven't hit the limit.
Yeah. My second one, I'm kind of going to piggyback off that. On that one, mine was going to be overall health, because I feel like, A, cooking, you know, it's better for you, and also, like, being able to work from home all day, or being able to having to work from home all day,
right.
It frees up my schedule way more, so I can start working earlier and actually enjoy the afternoons, go, like, outside, running, walking, just actually be outside during the light. I know daylight savings helps with that too, but just feel actually better.
Yeah, no, agreed.
Push-ups, a lot of push-ups and sit-ups because I'm bored.
I do push-ups, like sit-ups and pull-ups, like 15 times a day now because it's just something to, like, move around.
Just need, like, a 5-minute break from work and you just crank out, like, you know, 40 push-ups and 50 sit-ups.
I probably take, like, less than 2,000 steps. Like, if you don't count or my run, I probably take less than 500 steps a day right now.
So I didn't run 3 days ago. Guess how many steps I took. I'm looking up the actual number right now.
1,106. So 1,106. Or 1,106, yeah. 1,106.
2,408.
Oh, man, I lowballed it.
For a total of 1.2 miles. Didn't leave the house or the apartment. That's all just in the apartment.
It's times like these I really envy people that have, like, backyards.
Yeah, I'd settle for a patio.
A patio wouldn't be bad either. I guess I kind of have, like, a little... But see, I'm not going to go out there.
I want to, like, have a patio with a chair so I can sit there and work.
That'd be nice. That'd be very nice.
Yeah. Or a dog.
The last one that I have is... I feel like this has really pushed me to be creative, in a sense. Like... in the way of, like, making myself entertained. I don't know how to say it correctly, but basically you have to be creative to push yourself to, like, find something to do, or
basically just not watch Netflix all day.
Yeah, and I've tried my best to avoid watching as much Netflix as possible, because at some point it's going to get to a point where I'm just absolutely tired doing everything else, and you're going to turn on Netflix. I'm going to run through everything I want to run through, because I'll just binge it. Like, I know myself too well.
Yeah.
So, been trying to be creative with things.
What are you doing?
Been reading more, which I've determined that I think reading is a hobby.
I wouldn't argue that, per se.
I think reading is a hobby. Because I was reading something about... ironic. I was reading something about... a guy who went up to the space station was talking about isolation and, like, what you need to prepare for. And he said his hobby was reading. And I was like, if that's a hobby, then I guess reading's a hobby too.
I do have a hobby.
Yes. So my entire thinking I didn't have a hobby, I was wrong the whole time. I had a hobby. I guess running is also kind of a hobby, but I've never looked at it that way.
Hobby jogger.
Oh, see, don't.
Ooh. No, I'll class myself as that.
Yeah, I don't know. But
I've accepted it.
I don't want to be there yet. But yeah, no, it's an interesting world. So coming up, I'm working on more hobbies. If anyone's got creative ideas,
scrapbooking.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do any of that. But I can.
Like, yeah, no.
Minor art. Probably working on my stand-up comedy routine because I'm so funny. thanks. See, it worked. It worked.
I'm an easy target. I laugh at just about anything.
Yep. So, yeah, I'll be just enjoying myself, I guess. Enjoying my time by myself. I hear about 19 voices in my head a day, but otherwise it's fun.
I was kind of going off voices in my head. I was IMing with a coworker the other day. And he was like, oh, yeah. I'll see if my roommate wants to go for a run after work. And he goes, oh, yeah, so I'm gonna... Or that's what he said. I was like, yeah, I think I'll do the same. He goes, starting to hear voices? I was like, yeah, I don't know where I was going with that.
My coworkers think I'm, like, insane before this happened, so I can only imagine what they think I am going to be like after this.
Yeah. All right. My third one is the cleanliness of my apartment. Now I have all this time. I just do a little cleaning here, a little cleaning there, and it, like, is actually kind of clean.
Good for you.
I vacuumed, I swept, I dusted. I dusted my windowsills.
Wow. You really got after it. Why'd you do that?
I was bored.
No,
I was bored, and I was talking on the phone with someone, and I was sitting by my windowsill. I was like, wow, this is really dusty. So I just wiped it off.
You know what's funny is I haven't gotten to that stage yet. Like, I haven't started to clean yet.
Grant hasn't taken a shower in 2 months.
I actually showered twice. I still shower twice a day. But my shower's dirty. Like, the inside of the shower's dirty. Bathroom's dirty. Haven't vacuumed in Lord knows how long.
That's a big event for you, though.
Yeah, I put headphones in the vacuum in my own apartment. I'm not even kidding.
When other people vacuum around you, is that a problem?
That's where it all started. I don't like vacuuming because my dad would run the vacuum, like, every Saturday morning. or Sunday morning, he'd run a vacuum, and I'd wake up to the sound of the vacuum. So I just don't like vacuums. It seems like a logical conclusion in my head. My dad's going to deny that. My dad will deny that. But I remember waking up to the sound of the vacuum vividly many times.
Was it like vacuuming your room or is it just like outside?
No, he vacuums hardwood floors. He vacuums everything. I mean, great guy. I love it.
I'm just picturing him vacuuming the drapes. He's holding the vacuum horizontal.
Honestly, I have no idea. You'll have to ask my mom next time she's on, but I wouldn't put it past him.
What about, like, people used to have, like, shag rugs on their, like, or walls? Carpeted walls?
I'm not sure if my family is that kind of a style.
But, like, do you think you ever vacuumed a wall?
I'm going to go with no. Drapes, maybe. Wall, no.
Just thought through my head,
cuz. Maybe we'll get him on in the time that he's got nothing going on.
Yeah.
Hey, it wouldn't be a bad one.
No.
I think I got all. Well, there's definitely more positive things. I don't want to say we got all of them.
Nope, that's literally all of them.
There's more positive things out there. It's obviously an awkward time for many people, but.
Why? What's going on?
Got a lot of things going on for us. I get to see a bunch of people. If anyone really wants to come on the podcast and talk about more positive things,
just call us. Yeah, text. Just call us.
Just give us a call. No pre-text needed. We'll just set it up on the spot.
Chances are we'll both be available and we can start recording then.
Probably, yeah. There's only a couple of times during the day I'm not available. Even when working, I can probably just, you know, hop on a phone call for a little while. Don't worry.
Don't worry about it.
All right. You got any other ones, Charlie?
I'm tapped.
All right. Let's hop in your view here and have some fun with a...
I got another one.
Go ahead.
Drinking by yourself is no longer looked down upon.
There's no stigma. I know. It's beautiful.
Now you're doing the responsible thing.
I went to the store and had two cases of beer and I walked out and got a big smile from a guy. And like, yep, you know what I'm doing. So, yep.
I'm going to more happy hours now than I ever was before.
That's actually true for me, yeah.
I was not kidding about that. That was a factual statement.
All right. Let's pass this on to our next happy hour with a fun recurring guest. Alright, now we welcome on a recurring guest, second time on the show, coming back from our college days, Max Dunn. Max, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me back.
We're happy to have you. We usually start out with a Charlie Me question, but we asked that your first time, so now we're going to follow up with a different one, which is, what's your favorite St. Thomas moment?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, overall.
Loaded. I don't. Let's go with the first one I can think of.
We started with really big questions.
Yeah, that's a big one. My favorite St. Thomas memory. You know what? I was just thinking about this. It's one of my favorites. I don't know if it's the favorite, but when I stayed at 94 mm-hmm. with those guys.
Oh yeah.
And I was in the what was it?
The sunroom.
Like the sunroom. Yeah. There was like a phase where we started doing Nerf gun fights in the living room, and that was pretty great.
Can you imagine if you lived in that today?
What?
Imagine if you lived in that today. You're quarantined in a house with six dudes.
Oh my god. And I would, not even the six dudes part, it was like there were mice in that house, and I could not stand that.
It wasn't
the cleanest. I'd be sleeping down there and you could hear them like scurry across the floor. It like kept me awake at night. Could not handle it.
Yeah, that's frightening.
Yeah. For some reason it is.
Kind of a follow up question to the quarantine thing. Would you rather be quarantined with like two young kids or completely by yourself?
Oh, this is tough too. For the, what has it been, like 2 weeks?
Pretty much,
yeah.
At this point, I'm all right with it by myself. I mean, you can still like FaceTime people and do all of that, but right. I feel like if the time keeps going, No, I'll say myself. We'll go with that. I'm too nervous about the what could happen on the other side.
How many screaming kids would be there? Yeah, I would not be able to. I would not be able to put up with that at all. Yeah. I'd be like, hey, here's some Legos to a 2-year old.
Yeah.
Don't choke.
Don't choke. You're gonna become a master builder.
Don't choke.
So, as I've found out through recent posts on your Instagram,
all right,
looks like you're fighting off a little bit of injury there.
Yeah, I just had surgery. It'd be 6 weeks ago today, because today's the first day I got to put my foot on the ground and start walking, kind of.
Oh, big day! Congratulations.
That's why we had John.
Yeah, that's exactly why we had John. We knew that.
You guys knew.
Yeah. So what happened?
Let's see. So I tore my meniscus 2 years ago in St. Paul's race for Crash Dice.
Yeah.
But I didn't actually know what it was. I could give you guys want the long story or the short, quick story?
We got some time.
Or the medium. Yeah, well, so see if I can sum this up. So I heard it the first race of a season. I finished out that season. It was pretty painful, but it was like, I don't know, I had already committed to everything and put all the money into it. So I was like, I'm not quitting if I can stand.
Right.
And then that was actually the first year I got a win in a race too, which is pretty cool. But anyways, dope. Then I, off season, I went and got an MRI. I saw two different doctors and they couldn't really tell me what was going on. They're like, we know there's a small tear, but it's in a blind spot. So it could be more, it could be less. It might not even be a big deal. And I was kind of like, well, I was able to compete, so I'm sure it's fine. So I did another season. I got like, got myself kind of back to it, kind of had to retrain how to balance and all this other stuff. And then did that season. That was last year. And then I was just in a lot of pain. So I finally went back and they kind of gave me the same spiel. I can't really see it, but you could do surgery since you're still in pain. So I finally did it. And then it turned out I completely tore like the attachment of my meniscus to the bone. So it's been like just kind of flapping around in there, I guess. So it was way worse than I thought.
And you did that for two full Crash Dice, Red Bull Crash Dice seasons.
Yeah, so I competed on it for two full, and it was kind of like, looking back on it, it's just unbelievable. And then to think, because I even, like, I legitimately had to, like, change how I worked out, change how I trained, retrain balance, do all this stuff during it, because something was off.
Yeah.
And I definitely thought, like, I did a great job of it until I went to a new PT finally this off-season, or before I said I wasn't going to compete. And I had, I did testing on strength, and my left leg had about 55% or 60% of the strength my right leg had.
Holy cow.
And I was like, oh, well, it turns out something's going on, so.
That's pretty not normal.
Yeah. Oh, that's insane. I can't, so do you consider yourself like a hockey guy then? Because you had lower body injury and you played two full seasons on it.
Yeah, seriously.
I guess you could say, I thought because I was able to, like, compete a season on it, I thought I was just the biggest wimp that I was still complaining about it. So, like, they couldn't tell me it was, like, a bad injury. So I was like, you're just being a pile. Like, you're okay.
Rub some dirt on it. Let's go.
Yeah. Turned out I wasn't, and I wasn't okay. But, oh, well, it's supposed to get way better now, so I'm really excited. The injury that it is fixable, whereas, like, a meniscus tear, they can kind of clean it up, but you'll still have issues.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty excited that it's, like, I'm supposed to get pretty much back to 100%. So
then will you go back to compete in Red Bull Crash Dice, hopefully?
Yeah, that's the hope. That's like, that'd be my goal. I don't want to be done. I still want to be able to win a large scale race.
Mm-hmm.
But we got a lot going on. Like, I got a job, and hopefully they're okay with it. My wife's pregnant, so we're having a baby in June, so that might change.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That might change your first answer, too.
Yeah, that might change a few things, but right now the plan is to go for one more season at least, so we'll see.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of speaking of your wife, I like to ask this question. When I get into this situation, I kind of have a better understanding of how to navigate it. But who farted first in front of the other person in the relationship?
Oh my gosh! You know what? It was probably me. I'm but I can't really remember.
There's not a distinct memory? I remember there's
not for who did it first. I'll still never remember the first time she did it. You can probably hear me talking about this right now. I'll never forget that. But I had no reason to complain. Actually, it had to be me, because I know I had no reason to complain about it.
I remember the first time Charlie and I are both single now, so we like to ask that question, but I remember the first time I farted in front of a girl one time, she like punched me in the stomach jokingly, and I farted right as she punched me.
She made it worse.
Yeah, it was her fault, not mine.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, you're able to blame that.
That's awesome. Oh, you made me
ink. It was exactly like one of those moments.
That's awesome.
So now that we're kind of all locked down at this point in time, what's your favorite quote unquote snow day activity, or when you're locked in the house, what's your favorite activity to do when you're bored, I guess?
Gosh, that's a great question. Now I think it's different than it normally would be because I really can't move around too much. But I got really into video games again. So like a bunch of my buddies and I have been playing that Call of Duty Warzone.
Oh yeah.
We've been pretty hooked on that. But typically, I usually, like, before I had surgery, I'd feel kind of like a pile doing that. So it'd be like doing chores around the house, but or like playing guitar or something.
Right.
Yes. I've been trying to make a list every day now in quarantine. Like, hey, try to do these things to like learn something on the guitar or do this instead of getting stuck down here. But I keep end up playing video games and stuff.
Yeah, I know how that goes.
Yeah.
I try to make lists for work too, but I didn't get any work done today either. So.
Oh, it's my spring break right now, so I kind of. I've been lucking out, and then like we go to. Yeah, because I teach fighting and health, and now it's all online, so I'm kind of curious how it'll go next week when we start, or what I'm required to do and all that. We still don't really know, so it'll be interesting.
Yeah, that will be interesting.
If you're giving, like, online lectures...
Yeah, no, I don't think I can have to do that. Like, we spent all week before spring break, like, writing the curriculum and stuff, and what we came up with is, like almost like online journaling. Of like tracking your sleep, tracking your screen time, and then we're gonna add in like workouts that we post for them to follow,
like 15 jumping jacks and like stuff like that.
Kind of like that. Like, we found this online source that basically gives like pictures of all these like unique workouts with unique names, and they're pretty simple to do, it looks like. So we're kind of just asking them to do that, and who knows, it'll be interesting because it's like you could easily BS this stuff, like they don't have to do it, but it's also like if I were them, I would, because you're stuck at home, like you're getting an opportunity to move around. So
have
you thought of any pranks to play
on my wife or the kids?
Oh, the kid during the class. Like, yeah,
light it up. Class?
Or your wife.
Yeah, for kids. My goal has always been to get a class to leave if someone falls asleep in like a health class. I've never pulled it off though. The kids like never fully asleep. But I'll tie their shoes together. I like that one. I'm trying to think. I don't know. I'm always thinking of something, but I don't know if I'll pull them off. And then, like, the best teacher move, if we're going to go back to your question about farting, is crop dusting is always hilarious. I never suspect it to be you.
My mind is racing now of all the times. Like, you look around the classroom and figure out who farted.
Oh, God.
It
was the teacher.
No one does. It's pretty great.
Do you guys, like, tell stories about that in, like, the teacher's lounge? Like, oh, I got this group good today.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's the teacher's lounge like? I have to know.
At lunch. You know what? I'll eat with some teachers, but we don't go in the lounge. But... For the most part, I mean, it's probably what you expect. Like, it's a lot of venting about kids, because you kind of need to sometimes, and then...
Talking shit.
Yeah, somewhat. And then sometimes you're just like, you try not to even talk about them at all, and you talk about random stuff. But it's like your first time, even like when I got this job and like my first time in that, is so unique because you have a picture of it and you're thinking like, oh, they're going to be so serious and proper. And then it's like, it's far from that.
What's up, you nerd?
Yeah, probably worse than that.
I can imagine.
It's nice. It's like you lose your filter and have a moment. Because it's like, at the end of the day, like, it's so weird when you think about it, but it's like, I spend the majority of my day hanging out with 13 or 14-year-old kids. Like, you're not with adults really at all.
Right.
Other than like 10 minutes at lunch. So it's really a unique gig.
I can imagine.
That age group of kids scares me.
Yeah.
I never thought I would teach it. I thought it would freak me out, but I absolutely love it. Like, the high school age group freaks me out, but the middle school is pretty sweet.
Middle school was the worst 5 years of my life.
Five, huh? I can agree with that.
Do you have, like, middle school dances you have to chaperone?
They do, like, something every few months. They call it teen time, though. It's not really a dance. It's like kids just go hang out, play games. We have ping pong, foosball, music, and like they get like some blow up obstacle courses. But not any dance like we had when we were younger. Thank God. I don't know how I would want to do that or how you do that.
It got raunchy real quick when we were younger. Real
yeah.
Quick.
So, we don't need to be a part of that.
Dodged a bullet.
The last question I have before we go into our little game head out is what's the most positive thought you've had in the last week or so? As everyone's getting down about being home and not seeing people, what's the most positive thought you've had?
Oh, you know what? Let's see if I can make this small. But I feel like things turn out to go my way. Like, this is unfortunate circumstance, but for me, this is like, I needed to be able to be held up at home and not walking. I was walking, or I was in my crutches too much. I was getting like 15,000 steps a day because I was coaching and teaching, which I shouldn't be doing right now. So like, I've been pretty fortunate to be able to now just sit around and take care of myself. So it's been positive in that sense.
Yeah, that is good.
But then on a negative sense, it's like my wife's unable to work right now. So that's a bummer.
Yeah, that doesn't help.
Yeah. But yeah, so it's been mostly positive for me in that sense.
Well, that's good.
Nice. Mm-hmm. My final question kind of goes off of the tattoo question we asked you last time. A little spin on it again.
Okay.
If you had to give your wife a tattoo, what would it be?
What would it be? Oh my God. The first thing that came to mind was that wow upside down thing, but I didn't do that. I didn't know I'm talking about that. I have no idea. I had this logo I created of 8th grade of my name. Maybe I'd do that. Like, you're stuck with me.
8th grade logo. It's like a brand almost.
Yeah, it was. It was like you had to do it in graphic design, and I still like write it on paper when I'm in a class or bored or something, I guess.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, we have a little game. It's nothing right. Nothing too difficult, but
okay.
How it works is Charlie and I both come up with a would you rather. So I come up with one, Charlie comes up with one, and then you have to come up with a would you rather for all of us to answer. So
okay,
I'll let Charlie go first.
All right. Would you rather be quarantined in the middle of winter or the middle of summer?
Oh, come on. Come on, dude. That's easy.
I know. I think middle of winter.
Middle of winter for sure.
You're already quarantined.
Yes. Exactly. It's called a snow day for a reason.
Some people love the winter.
I guess in summer you could like lay outside though, but you're missing out on
exactly. All the things.
Yeah, but you can lay outside like on a crowded beach.
Yeah, which you couldn't do now.
Exactly. That was a bad one, Charlie. I didn't like that one at all.
I tried to get you first. The truth is, it actually ruined my would you rather on the quarantine with kids or by yourself.
I was wondering why you asked that, but that's all right.
Yeah, I was halfway through questions, so I was scrambling. My brain's a mess.
All right.
No worries.
Mine is, would you rather wear wet jeans to an hour-long interview or wear wet gloves to a formal event, and you can't take the gloves off?
Do I get to explain what I'm doing if I'm in the interview? That's my question.
No.
Like, this is would you rather. That's why I'm wearing them.
I mean, I guess. I just assume they're not going to ask you about it. Like, you don't have to, no one's going to even notice that your jeans are just soaking wet.
Well, if they're not going to notice, that's what I'm picking for sure. Otherwise, I feel like wet gloves, you have a few drinks at a wedding, like, you're fine with wet gloves. It's not a big deal.
Maybe.
I don't think I'm answering this. I think I'm choosing both.
I don't know. I was like which one do you want?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm into both, but you know what? I feel like I would be curious if I could pull off wet jeans in an interview and somehow twist it to make them like want to hire me because I had wet jeans. So I'm gonna wear.
But now we're mixing up horns and type things. It's wet gloves in an interview.
No, it's wet. It's wet gloves in a formal event and wet jeans in an interview.
Completely backwards.
I think the jeans would be tough because you're already like uncomfortable. I get sweaty in interviews.
Like, and no one will see your sweat though. No one's gonna see sweat.
Well, you don't see my sweat. Like, luckily, no one really sees my sweat ever.
He's not Sam Bach.
Yeah, but I still get sweaty, but imagine being sweaty and uncomfortable in wet jeans. I just feel like I would fall apart. So I'm going right with the wet gloves to a formal event. I think I can have a lot of fun with that. Like, I can make people really uncomfortable.
Yeah,
just that's start true. Slapping people. I think I'd have to go jeans. Wet jeans.
Wet jeans in an interview?
Yeah.
All right.
That's nice. I'm thinking that, but we're going to go with it.
Gloves are so awkward.
I know. And think about them being wet.
It's just even more awkward.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a blast.
I thought you were going to go like wet gloves in the winter or something like that.
No, yeah. I don't want anyone to get frostbite.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm responsible.
You're so nice, Grant. You're so nice.
All right, Max. What do you got?
No, I should have taken that time to think of one.
See, that's the tough part, because you have to be thinking about our answers the whole time, too.
I know, the whole time. And now I'm looking at every object in my living room down here, trying to figure out what I can put.
I love lamp.
Okay, I love lamp. Okay. Oh, I think this is an easy one. Hold on.
Okay.
I love this part. This is why I like this segment. Because it just makes people combobulated.
Yeah.
I'm sweating now. and it's getting the worst question out of me. So would you rather... would you rather step in dog poop and have to clean it off your shoe? Or... I don't like this one.
You gotta finish it now. Let's see.
Okay, so what did I say?
Step in dog poop and have to clean it off your shoe.
Or... step in dog poop and have to clean it off your shoe. Or... all I want to do is say step in human poop and clean that off your shoe. That answer's easy.
I've done both.
I'd rather do the dog one.
Yeah, the dog's much more enjoyable.
Yeah. Darn it. I'm going to think of a good would you rather as soon as we hang up.
Text it.
We can figure it out. But in which case, I'm definitely picking dog poop on that.
Yeah, I am too. I didn't like my questions because I knew the answer for myself as I was saying it.
You gotta not know the answer. You gotta let it come to you later.
Yeah.
But
that was a bummer.
Before we let you go, do you have any questions for us?
Oh, questions. Okay, here. This is what I thought of when you asked, would you rather? What's your favorite noodle shape and why?
Ooh, that's a good one.
I like the bow tie.
But farfalle is good. Bow tie.
Is that what that's called? Bow tie?
Yeah, farfalle. Butterfly. It means butterfly in Italian.
Oh, dang, I should know that.
Yeah, because it makes me feel formal when I eat it. Like I'm eating bow ties.
Because you feel formal when you eat it. Do you wear a bow tie when you eat bow tie?
No, I've actually only worn a bow tie, I think, twice in my life.
Yeah.
Both of them were, like, not the real ones either, so...
Oh,
that really counts. Counts. Yeah, one was, like a... They were both a form of a clip-on, yeah.
Yeah, I tried to do the real deal once, but YouTube couldn't even help me. It was pretty tough.
I got a couple real deal ones. They're difficult. My sister has the time for me.
I was thinking about that pasta. It's easy to, like... The fork placement is pretty easy.
Yeah, you just hit it right in the middle.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I like struggle with getting a noodle or anything.
It's tough to say favorite because I eat a shit ton of pasta. But I'm gonna right now. I'm gonna roll with penne because I haven't had penne in a while. So just the penne with the little long noodles. You know what I'm saying? The circle noodles that are longer.
Yeah. I hear you.
Penne.
Sometimes they hold the sauce inside a little bit.
Exactly.
You can blow air through them.
You can blow air through them. Yeah. That was the best part when I was little. You get it and then you.
I went to college. I know how it goes.
Yep. What was that? What's your favorite?
I think it'd be angel hair.
Ooh, that's actually good pick too.
It's got a sweet name, and then it just, I don't know, something about eating like the thinner noodle, just it feels good.
Feels great. All right. We're going to cut you off on questions, but we'll have you back out eventually for sure.
Yeah, that's fair.
Thank you so much, Max.
Thanks, Max. Yeah, had a great time.
That was a fun little talk. Thank you.
All right, that was Max Dunn. That was a lot of fun.
Wonderful interview.
A lot of fun. Congratulations to him on the upcoming fatherhood. Is that how you say that?
Being a parent, being a dad.
You're going to be a daddy.
But yeah, Grant, I did want to mention, you and I are growing playoff beards for this.
Oh, we're growing playoff beards.
So if anyone wants to join us, send us your playoff beard picks.
It's not. I took a start pick for when I started. Like the second day of quarantine, I took a picture, and I'm waiting until like the last day of quarantine, like the day before I go back to work, to take another photo. And I can imagine it's not going to look pretty because I'm not going to get a haircut. My hair gets pretty wild.
That's a good point. This week it said that I'm not going to get a haircut for probably like 2 months.
Yeah, I'm not going to get a haircut for a while. So if there's any chance of me ever getting a mullet. We're coming up on it pretty close here.
I was borderline in need of getting one while we were going into quarantine, and now it's like, oh dang. Oh well, what do you do?
I mean, I'm cool with long hair. I can do it. I can try to make it rock, but the beard is getting a little, like, it's almost uncomfortable.
In that weird stage.
I'm in a weird stage. I gotta ride it out. We're gonna see what happens. The worst part is I can feel that I have some stuff on my lip, but anytime I look at myself, it's not there.
Now that you mention it.
Yeah. Right, I just have like the LeBron James chin beard coming in pretty thick. That's about it.
It'll look good.
We'll see what happens. You know, who am I trying to impress? Also, that being said, a quick update. No one's tried to catfish me yet.
Come on, guys, we can do better.
I'm 12 days into quarantine, and I have yet to try to be catfished or have anyone try to start a relationship with me online. So that's on you guys, honestly.
I think this next week could be the week.
I hope so. Any relationship that starts online during this quarantine, I will be very vocal about. Well, I'll keep our secrets, obviously, but like, I'm gonna spread this one out. I'm gonna throw this in the airwaves. Let's give it a shot.
So many jokes out there, but like,
yeah,
there a lot of them were like virus related, so I didn't want to say them.
Mm. What kind of virus? Never mind.
You said you're gonna spread the news. I'm like, spread.
Yeah. No, I get it.
Yeah. Trivia update. We worked out the details.
Trivia? You mean quiz? We're setting up a quiz.
It's a mini trivia quiz.
Yeah, it's a mini trivia quiz.
Trivial knowledge.
It's like a Charlie Meek. There's a couple Charlie Meek questions in there too. Like,
yeah.
That kind
Monday.
Of stuff. Monday.
It's gonna be on Monday.
It's gonna be on Monday. That's what we totally. That's what we agreed on.
Monday.
Got it. Yep.
Check out our Instagram story.
On our Instagram story.
Roughly 5:00 p.m.
Holy shit, you're really making this tough. Go ahead.
5 questions are gonna come at you.
5 at 5 on Monday.
There we go.
Boom. Monday the 30th. 30 divided by 6 is 5. Boom.
Instagram stories. Story. Well, it's going to be on our Instagram
story. It'll be on our Instagram story. Check it out. It'll be awesome. We hope that you all will take the quiz.
If we get at least 3 replies, we'll be pumped.
Oh, we'll get more than that. People actually follow our Instagram. We have like... What? We have like...
Should we go 6 replies? Think we get 6 replies?
I'm putting the over under at 8.
5.5.
8.5. With the teaser on the plus side.
Oh, you, teaser on the plus side.
Yeah.
No more throwing teasers. All right, let's wrap this sucker up. Grant, what do you got?
All right, my quote in a book I was finishing the other day.
Also, sorry. Congrats on finishing the book.
Thank you, thank you. I finished.
You have a habit of not finishing books. So
I finished 2. I was reading them at the same time, but I finished 2. So this quote comes from Phil Knight's memoir. Phil Knight started Nike. The book's called Shoe Dog, recommended to people. Talking about, it's that last chapter, and he goes, "We're also finishing construction on a new athletic facility, which we plan to dedicate to our mothers, Dot and Loda. On the plaque next to the entrance will be an inscription, because our mothers are our first coach. Because our mothers are our first coach." That's my quote.
So true. That's good. I'm going with a quote by Dolly Parton.
Boom. Also my first coach.
The way I see it, if you want the rainbow, you gotta put up with the rain.
Boom.
Rainbow on the other side of quarantine.
We're coming out.